Hey guys, welcome to another Vegas tutorial brought to you by Techtopia. And in this tutorial, I'm going to show you how to do a little advanced crystal text. My previous tutorial was a basic crystal text. Now I'm going to show you a more advanced and complex way of making crystal text. And that thing you saw at the beginning there, that's what we're going to replicate today. That's a little thing I created a while ago. And that is what we're going to create. It's advanced crystal text, and you're going to notice that this version that you just saw is different than the version in the other video, because this version is glossier and it's more animated and it just looks cleaner and really weird, but it looks better in my personal preference anyways. So alright, so what we're gonna do is pop up three video tracks. 1, 2, 3. And to open up a video track, all you gotta do is right click anywhere on your timeline and hit insert video track, or use the keyboard shortcut Control Shift Q. It really doesn't matter. Now, we're going to have track 1, 2, and 3. Right now, we're only going to work with track 3. So what we're going to do on track 3 is put our picture or video. Now, obviously, you're going to probably want to work with a video, because videos move and pictures don't. So that's what I'm going to use. So I'm just going to go to File, Import, Media. And I got this clip here that I created in Adobe After Effects. So please don't ask me how I made it. Let me show you what it looks like. Basically all these particle things flying all over the place, so that's what I'm going to use for my text. So please don't ask me how I made it. Maybe I'll make a tutorial one day, but I don't know. Alright, so that's my video clip I'm going to use. So now we can just leave track number 3 alone, so I'm just going to minimize it by hitting the button over here. And now that indicates that we're not going to mess with track number 3 anymore. Now what we're going to do is go to Media Generators, go to text, and drag in default text, and just drag it on track number 2. And we can call it whatever we want. I'm just going to call it Techtopia, and I'm going to change the font. It helps to have a really thick font. Thin fonts or script fonts don't work too well. The thicker the font, the more of the video clip you're going to see. I have a really cool font here called Jailbird Jenna, if I can find it. Here it is. Jailbird Jenna, okay? So now we're just going to leave it. You can increase or decrease the font size if you want, but I'm just going to leave it at 72. So you can do whatever you want, though. And now what we're going to do is duplicate the track. So you can just right-click and hit Duplicate Track, and you'll now have two copies of the track, but now we don't really need this first track, so you can actually only pop up two video tracks from the beginning, because you can just duplicate the track to save a little time. But either way, you're going to need two tracks, one with both of your text layers. And if we play this back, right now we got our video, but it's behind our text. We're going to have it inside of our text. So let me show you what to do here. So on our track number 2, we're going to change the compositing mode. Now you can only do this in Sony Vegas Pro, so you can't do this in Movie Studio or Platinum, so sorry, but you know that happens. So on track number 2, we're going to go to our compositing modes, and we're going to change this to custom. And now, once we pop that up, this will open. We're going to go to Sony Height Map and double-click it. And we're going to change these settings. For amplitude, it's going to be 0.04. For elevation, it's going to be 0.08. Height scale can just be left at 1. That's all the way up. And source channel will be at intensity. And you can lower your smoothness a bit. I like to have it at 9 or 8. Either one works fine. I'm just going to have it at 9. And then all this is going to be unchecked. Alright? So now we have a different compositing mode. Now what we're going to do is go up to this next track here. We change the compositing mode on number 2. We're going to go to track number 1. Click the compositing mode. We're going to change it to multiply mask. And now you're going to see nothing appears. But if we play it back, there is our text. And it's starting to appear. Now it takes a while for the text to fully appear. It's based on the video. The more video you see, the more text you see. So I'm just gonna bring up my track number 3 here, and to see more of the text, we can go to our pan and crop window and just have it zoomed in quite a bit, and then we can like keyframe it and then zoom it in like all the way, and that will totally allow you to have full crystal text. If we play it back, there you go, there's your crystal text, and it quickly fills up with your video. So that's basically it. I know it's advanced crystal text, but it's actually really not that hard. You can do so many things with this. If you watch one of my basic intro creation tutorials and you apply this crystal text in there, you can really create something cool. So there you go. That's advanced crystal text. If you're having difficulties with this, you might want to try the basic crystal text tutorial. I'll have it as posted as a video response, but that's basically it. Hope this tutorial worked out for you. Hope you enjoyed it. I know I did because I've been wanting to do this for a while. Anyways, thanks for watching. Rate this video, comment on it, subscribe to my videos. Do whatever you want. It all helps. So, anyways, thanks for watching this Vegas tutorial, and take care.